Day 434, Saturday, June 8, 2 Kings 15, 5, 2 Kings 15, 19, 24 and 2 Chronicles 26 hours, and 16 minutes 21, 2 Kings 15, 5 NKJV. Then the Lord struck the king, so that he was a leper until the day of his death, so he dwelt in an isolated house, and Jotham the king's son was over the royal house, judging the people of the land. 2 Kings 15 19 24 NKJV. Pul king of Assyria came against the land, and Menachem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to strengthen the kingdom under his control. And Menachem exacted the money from Israel, from all the very wealthy, from each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back, and did not stay there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menachem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Menachem rested with his fathers. Then Pekahiah his son reigned in his place, in the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah. Pekahiah the son of Menachem became king over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. 2 Chronicles 26 hours and 16 minutes 21 NKJV. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men, and they withstood King Uzziah, and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead, before the priests in the house of the Lord, beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and there, on his forehead, he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed he also hurried to get out, because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house, because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, in Judah, the demise of Azariah's spiritual life should serve as a warning to us all. We can't continue living on the basis of our past good works and faithfulness. Our loyalty to God must continue to the very end of our human existence. Uzziah's pride in his power was such that he tried to usurp the role of the priests. In parallel Near Eastern cultures, semi-divine kings also served as priests. Perhaps Uzziah's determination to burn incense reflected an arrogant intent to exalt himself. Lawrence Richards, The Bible Reader's Companion, 1991, note on 2 Chronicles 26 hours and 16 minutes 23, the king soon learned that God would not tolerate intrusion into service he had reserved for the sons of Aaron, and the Almighty dealt him a severe blow, afflicting him with leprosy. As mentioned in the highlights for Amos 1, Josephus says that the huge earthquake of Uzziah's reign, Amos 1, 1, Zechariah 14, 4, 5, accompanied this punishment. According to scripture, Uzziah's leprosy lasted the rest of his life, which lasted more than a decade beyond this. It isn't clear whether Uzziah repented. The Bible does say he knew he couldn't remain in the temple with leprosy. 2 Chronicles 26 hours and 20 minutes, a fact laid down in the law God gave. See Leviticus 22, 2, 6, Numbers 12, 10, 15. Of course, Uzziah's obedience at this point may have simply been a knee-jerk reaction to flee further divine wrath rather than a desire to now obey what was right. Yet it is hoped that, on further reflection, his newfound fear of God helped to restore him to a right state of mind. We are not told that he turned to a life of wickedness, only that he sinned in this matter, and God did not bring him to the grave by violent death as he did certain other rebellious rulers of Judah. Rather, Uzziah was allowed to live many more years in his humbled condition. The situation, then, appears similar to that of Moses when he disobeyed God. See Numbers 27 hours and 12 minutes 14, and David when he sinned. See 2 Samuel 12:13, 14. A degree of punishment had to be meted out to the leader as an example to everyone else, even when he himself repented. During Uzziah's house quarantine, his son Jotham took over the official duties as coadjutor. Again, the Bible doesn't give details, but it is possible that Uzziah still remained in control, working through his son. In its note on 2 Kings 15, 1-2, the Nelson Study Bible states, the nature of Jotham's duties, v5, the assigning of a full 52 years of reign to Azariah, and Isaiah's dating of his call to the year of Azariah's, or Uzziah's, death, Isaiah 6, 1, may indicate that Azariah retained the power of the throne until the end. Israel, an Assyrian vassal state. In Israel, Pul was another Babylonian name for the Assyrian emperor Tiglath-Pileser III, see 1 Chronicles 5:26. Nelson, note on 2 Kings 15:19. To understand the complex events of the late 8th century BC, a word must be said concerning the Assyrians. After nearly a half century of decline, Assyria reawakened with the usurpation of the throne by Tiglath-Pileser III in 745 BC. Indeed, he and his successors in the Neo-Assyrian Empire were to effect a drastic change in the balance of power in the ancient Near East. Having solidified the kingdom in the east, Tiglath-Pileser turned his attention to the west in 743. Although the exact course of his western campaign is difficult to follow, it seems clear that all of Syro-Palestine submitted to the Assyrian yoke. Among those nations and kings whose tribute is recorded in his annals is the name Menachem of Israel, thus confirming the biblical account, the Expositor's Bible Commentary, 2 Kings 15:16-22, and